As I say, my union fully supports the action of climate extinction. We think that direct actions are necessary, even though they have caused inconvenience to some of our members. But if one of those members came to me and asked me, why are we supporting a group that has caused me such inconvenience, I would ask them to put that into context. The context is, as an old man who's travelled around London literally for decades, routine signal failures have caused much more inconvenience to me and will cause much more inconvenience to you over the coming period than any amount of actions by climate extinction. But I also put them into context that if we do not stop climate change, or at least mitigate against climate change, then when the average temperature goes over 2 degrees, 2.5 degrees, 3 degrees, the inconvenience to the whole of humanity will put in to shave any inconvenience caused by direct action. And last but not least, the reason why I support the direct actions is that without them, we wouldn't be here, obviously, literally today, but it wouldn't be a hot political issue. Conventional politics in many ways has actually failed us, and without direct action to bring it to highlight this important issue, we would not be here. It would not be something that politicians are now seriously trying to address. There's two other things that I'd like to actually mention with a particular trade union angle. The first is that whilst the trade union movement still remains strong with millions of members, it's by far and away the biggest voluntary organisation in the country, the movement is not 100% united. Yes, it's united around the science. Everybody accepts the science of climate change in the trade union movement. But if you work in a carbon intensive industry, you rightly fear that if this campaign wins, instead of climate extinction, you'll have job extinction, you'll have neighbourhood extinction, you'll have community extinction. And therefore it's vitally important that the green movement, the climate change movement, the labour movement must address this. We must do this more than actually a verbal sticking plaster. We must do more than just say, oh, by the way, it's a necessary casualty in the war against climate change. We must come up with a solid plan. Now, my union is about to write to general secretaries of other unions saying that we must get together to actually draft a just transitional bill. That means we must have a piece of legislation by which we can actually show workers that they will have, if it's passed, a legal right of protection. This is absolutely vital. If we do not have united movement on this, my fear is that the right wing will drive a wedge, as they have done in Australia, as they have done in America, between the workers in the climate-intensive industries and the green movement. We cannot allow that to happen. Last but not least, this may seem a strange sort of demand I'm going to put on the climate change movement, but that demand is around the anti-trade union laws. If it wasn't for the anti-trade union laws, it is 100% guaranteed my union would have balloted its members to take strike action on the climate strike day. It's 100% guaranteed that other unions would have done that. It's 100% guaranteed that on the day itself, hundreds of thousands of workers would have walked off the job. And think what that would have meant along the tens of thousands and thousands of students, young people, pupils, other people, and the trade union movement. Think how powerful that social movement would be. So therefore it's vitally necessary that we actually scrap the anti-trade union laws so as allow unions to take place in political strikes. We need political strikes on this, because with the trade union movement linked and allied to the climate change movement, we will win this dispute. We will win what is necessary. So therefore, I urge solidarity with the campaign. Let's get just transition laws into place. Let's scrap the anti-trade union laws so the unions can throw their full social weight in this campaign. But most of all, solidarity with your campaign. On to victory. Thanks so much.